Amen. Bless the Lord. Good evening again,
Amen.
people of God. I give God
Good
thanks.
evening, let us say.
Good evening, Deacon. Good evening.
Yes, I
Good
give
evening,
God
everyone.
thanks. Amen, Sister Allison. Yeah. This is a day that the Lord has made, and it's a day of rejoicing. A couple of centuries ago, the day after Good Friday would be a very sad day. A very gloomy and hopeless day, you know, despite what happened on Friday, you know, despite the crucifixion that happened, the Friday, Saturday, they would be so downcast and so set back, you know, because it's as if it doesn't make sense anymore because, it was a time when the people around was looking for that savior, and they want him to be a warrior savior, one that will save them from Roman Empire. You know, but it wasn't so. Jesus would lay down his life and take it up back. You know, and even when they look and see all the prophecies and all the. 'Cause you know, in those days there were people that were so familiar with the Old Testament, the laws and the rituals and all of that. And you know, when it comes on to seeing their Lord being crucified, it's as if all hope was lost. And the Saturday was they were like keeping doors, they don't know what to say, what to do, you know, but we're glad we're able to read this story backward and forward. Amen. In this present day, we know what will happen because Sunday is coming, Resurrection Sunday, when, you know, all what was said before would make sense now. It's Resurrection Sunday. Amen. So we have this opportunity to interact with the story more and more and take it from any angle that we would want to. You know, because we know we know that we are in a place of victory when we call upon the name of Jesus. Amen. So with that, I want to just welcome you.
Amen.
Welcome you, welcome you, welcome you. You know, this week we were supposed to fall. I planned that we would do Romans chapter 2, but as the Lord has spoken to me throughout the week, I had to change my agenda. You know, I had to change from Romans chapter 2 to the crucifixion and resurrection. You know, so we can be, it's a opportune time we have right now to learn what unfolded over 2,000 years ago. Amen. And we are grateful for it. Let us pray as we begin. Lord, prepare us to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and truth, with thanksgiving. We'll be a living sanctuary for you. Mighty God, I pray your presence among us even now. We pray, mighty God, that you will come in your might and in your splendor. Lord, I pray that you will blood up this platform even now. Let your crucified presence be among us, being resurrected in our lives to bring joy unspeakable and full of your glory. I pray that you will minister to us, mighty God. Every need will be met. We declare, mighty God, that as we empty ourselves before you will fill us up with substance that will take us through whatever season we are going through. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be accepted in your sight. You are my God, my strength, and my redeemer. Amen and amen, amen, amen.
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 Hallelujah. And so, we'll go right into it. It's not a lot in terms of new material, because most of us would have known it all already. The crucifixion, the resurrection, the life of Christ, but as is custom, many times, even though we know the material, but sometimes some new stuff will jump out at us that we haven't actually looked at in depth throughout our tenure in Christendom. So I pray that it will minister to your heart as it has ministered to my heart. Amen. The crucifixion is the act of Jesus Christ being executed by Roman authorities on a wooden cross outside Jerusalem. And this was like between AD 30 and 33. Amen. As recorded in all four Gospels. When you look at the Gospels, it make record of the crucifixion. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And we know that the first three Gospels, they are referred to as the Synoptic Gospels. That means they see together, and you will see similar account in those three. They see together. Amen. And they look at it from a different standpoint as well. Though they may record the same occurrence, they may record the same stuff, but they look at it from a different standpoint. Just like if any two of you or any three of you would be going on a journey, and after the journey, someone would ask, write a essay or a narrative on the journey that you have gone on. All three of you may could have written different stuff because you're looking at it from a different point of view. If you enjoy nature, maybe you talk about the weather and say, oh, the weather was beautiful, this was that. If you are a person that like music or whatever, maybe you talk about the music that the driver was playing or something. You would look at it from a different standpoint. So Matthew would present Christ as the Messiah. Mark would present him as a savior. And Luke, no, sorry about that. Mark would present him as a servant. And Luke would present him as a savior. John would give like over 3 years of account of Jesus's life, death and resurrection, over 3 years, a 3 year span. Meanwhile, Matthew, Mark, and Luke would give like just like a year and like a year span of history of Jesus. Amen. So looking at it, we see that the crucifixion was far from being a tragic accident and mere historical event. The Bible presents it as a deliberate, voluntary act fulfilling God's eternal plan and humanity redemption. Jesus laid down his life willingly with authority to take it up again. His word tells us that no man take it from him, but he gave it up willingly. He gave it up freely so he could redeem us. When we look at St. John chapter 10, verse 17 and 18, it reads, therefore, does my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it up again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. This commandment have I received of my Father. And in the light of it too, in Jesus' ministry, in his life here on earth, you would have foretold his death repeatedly. You'd have foretold it, and it would link to his mission Matthew 16, verse 20, 21, which said, from that time forth, Jesus began to show unto his disciples how that he must go into Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. I guess when Jesus was speaking of this, they did not take much note of it. They did not take it deep or with any meaning when Jesus said that he would be killed and raised again the third day. They were just maybe looking at him as he is now, working miracles, teaching in the temples, going from place to place with them, being interactive with them on a daily basis. They didn't see that part of him that he being killed. When he mentioned it, some other part in scripture, the disciple Peter would have said, no, not so. He would have rebuked the very thought of Jesus talking about his death, especially that of the cross and stuff. They didn't want him. They did not want him to go through all that, which he came here on earth to go through it. But they tried to, even as the disciples, they tried to let it be an easier way out. But Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And that he was speaking of the type of death that he will suffer. If he be lifted up, that's being on that cross, being lifted up. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. So from his birth through his life, right through, it points to the cross. Jesus' life points to the cross. And also it points from the cross to the grave, and from the grave being risen up, and even point his ascension, right through his earthly ministry. And also in St. Matthew 16, verse 21, we read that scripture that he will be raised on the third day. Luke 9, verse 22, he said, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be slain and be raised the third day. Speaking it again. And this also aligned with the Old Testament prophecies. Example, the one that the well-known one that we know in Isaiah 53 that said, who has believed our report, and to whom the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as if it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like lost sheep has gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before a shearer is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he has poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he has borne the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. This was written by Isaiah the prophet. This was prophesied and written by Isaiah the prophet over 700 years before this event happened, before the crucifixion. And it speaks so present. When Isaiah spoke it, prophesied it, it was every, and you see every detail in this prophecy was fulfilled throughout the life of Christ. Jesus wasn't even born yet, but God would have revealed it to Isaiah, what shall come. And looking at it, every sentence, every verse in it lined up with actually everything that took place. Amen. Yes. So the crucifixion, the purpose of the crucifixion is atonement. One of the purpose of the crucifixion is atonement for sin.
In.
Yes, it's atonement for sin. And we know that Christ's blood, atonement is Christ, effectively redeems, ensuring total life for believers. At the core of crucifixion, it provides that atonement at the very center of the crucifixion. Jesus, the sinless Son of God, served as a perfect substitute. That's the atonement. Jesus is sinless Son of God. He served as a perfect substitute, bearing the penalty of humanity's sin to reconcile sinners to a holy God. We know that sin entered through Adam. Romans 5, verse 12 would make mention, would say that, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed unto all men, for all have sinned. So by one man, Adam, sin entered into the world. Amen. So from that, we see that sin brings death and separation from God. But Jesus' death canceled our legal indebtedness. Nailing it to the cross. Our sins are now nailed to the cross. Colossians 2 verse 14 said that it blotted out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it all the way, nailing it to the cross. The portion that we read in Isaiah, it could apply here too, but he was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We are all like sheep gone astray. Each of us turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Atonement. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. That's the atonement. When you read the book of Romans, too, we'll see a lot of those words, the atonement, righteousness, redemption, justification, sanctification. We're going to see a lot of those words coming out at us. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that when we complete the book of Romans, we're going to be stronger in faith We're going to be stronger as witnesses, and so forth. Yes, Romans 5, verse 8 says, but God demonstrated his own love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. When we were not even born, we weren't even born yet, and those that were here during the time of Christ and walking afar off, Christ went on that cross, nailed their sin to that cross, and it ricocheted throughout all of history. It ricocheted throughout all the world so that we can come to faith. We can come to the fold of grace. First Peter 2, verse 24 said that he himself bore our sin in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. When we look at all these scriptures that lines up with the crucifixion, we realize that we are no normal or no ordinary people. We are a people that are victorious from, we are people that are victorious through Christ. And as long as we have Christ in the vessel, whatever comes our way, we don't have to fret, we don't have to be afraid, because we have the conqueror living inside of us. And we too will have the victory as we lay it all down at the feet of Jesus. God made himself. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, that in him we might become the righteousness of God. We have seen that our righteousness is like filthy rags. We have to depend on Jesus' righteousness. We have to live in him. Everything we do, we have to do it through Jesus. Anything that is done without faith is sin. Everything that we do, we have to do it through Jesus. It's going to remind us that we are not our own, but we belong to Jesus. If we want sweet peace and rest, we have to get it through Jesus. If we want to prosper in this world, we have to get it through Jesus. Because the word tells us that promotion comes not from the east nor from the west, but it comes through him. Amen. Promotion comes from God himself. We cannot get well by ourselves. We cannot, if we are sick, we cannot get well by ourselves. He said, by his stripes, we are healed. There's nothing that we can do without Christ that will ever come to anything perfect. We have to have him in the equation, no matter what. No matter what, we have to have him in the equation. Amen. And you see, this fulfilled the Old Testament sacrificial system, animal sacrifices. The animal sacrifices that we see saw that was offered in the Old Testament is a foreshadow of the ultimate Lamb of God. It's a foreshadow of Christ who would offer himself as a perfect substitute. Because we see that the blood of lamb, of the lambs and the bulls and stuff, they couldn't atone for our sin. They have to it have to be done continuously. The priests, the high priest would have to continually offer up the blood sacrifice of those animals and stuff. And that is after, and he offered it up after he himself have to go through the rituals of cleansing himself before appearing behind the veil to offer those sacrifices, those lambs, those spotless lambs and stuff, and those turtle doves and those bulls. Amen. Yes, but We see John 1 verse 29, it says, the next day John saw Jesus coming unto him and said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. And this was like, this would be like between age 30 and 33, age 30 to 33 and a half of Jesus' life. Because Jesus' ministry started at age 30, and it ended 3.5 years later. And we know the relationship between John and this John we're talking about is John the Baptist. We know the relationship between John and Jesus. They were cousins. Amen. And it would appear that what was revealed to John was just this portion of it. It's as if John did not interact with Jesus much in his early days, because scriptures would have tell us that John was busy being the forerunner of Jesus. He was out in the desert, in the wilderness, eating wild honey, and he was there preparing the way, being baptized, having disciples that he would teach about one that should come, that is greater than he himself. Jesus' death satisfies God's judgment. It satisfies God's justice. God would not overlook sin, yet offers mercy through the substitution of Jesus on the cross for our sake. Amen. And the outcome of the crucifixion offers us forgiveness and new life. God made us alive with Christ, forgiving all sins. Colossians 2 verse 13 said, and you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, as he quickened. That word quicken means make alive. He had quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. The crucifixion also give us direct access to God. Crucifixion offers us forgiveness and a new life. And it gives us direct access to God. When at the moment when Jesus hung on that cross, he was there from from 9 o'clock right until 3 o'clock, 6 hours spanned. Amen. And during that time that he was there, when he gave up his life, the temple veil tore from top to bottom. The veil in the temple that would separate the ordinary people from entering the throne room of Almighty God, it was torn at his death, when he cried out, "It is finished," and gave up his life for my sins and for your sins and for the sins of the whole wide world. It's a barrier, a cycle has been broken at that crucifixion. Jesus' blood purified us permanently, replacing the high priest's annual entry. The high priest don't have to go back inside there again to offer sacrifice for us. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. That was Hebrews 10:19 to 22. So we see that we have access now, so we can draw near. You know, we can draw near. We don't have to stay afar off anymore. We have access to the throne room. We now have direct individual access. We don't have to go through the priest, the high priest anymore. We can get behind the veil to the Holy of Holies. We can go behind it by ourselves, because now what was separating the holy place from the Holies of Holy was that curtain, that veil. And at the point of when Jesus gave up his life, that curtain, that veil was torn from top to bottom. You know, Sister Camille would have done a study about the Ark of the Covenant, and we would have seen that it contains, in the Ark of the Covenant, it contains the two stone tablets of the Ten Commandments given to Moses. It contains a pot of manna. And that manna is the same manna that the children of Israel were eating while they were going through the wilderness. And also in that, it contains Aaron's staff, Aaron's rod that budded, a symbol, symbolized divine choice. The mercy seat, which is the atonement cover atop of the ark. And the cherubims figured with the wings touching, forming a symbolic throne for God's presence. So all of that, you know, we have access to all of that now that the veil is torn. You know, and we would have read and we would have known by faith that only the high priest could have entered the Holy of Holies. And this is only done once a year on the Day of Atonement. Only one time for the year, the high priest would go around there to offer sacrifice. You know, once for the year. And it was done after he would have done extensive rituals for his purification. And during those moments, the high priest would sprinkle blood, you know, to atone for Israel's sin. So Jesus' death on the cross, his crucifixion, afford us the privilege of entering now behind the veil. Individually, we can go there, we can have an individual relationship with Christ. Now that the veil is torn, we can come boldly to the throne of grace so we can obtain mercy. Amen. Yes, the outcome of the crucifixion also afford us justification from wrath. You know, since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? We are now justified because of the crucifixion. You know, amen. The purpose of the crucifixion is not only an atonement for sin, but it's also a demonstration of God's love. You know, the cross reveals the depth of God's love. While we were enemies of God due to sin, he sacrificed his only son, not to condemn, but to save. John 3, verse 16 and 17 will say, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." This love prompted reconciliation. While we were God's enemy, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son. Washing our slate clean, washing our sins, removing it as far as the east is from the west. You know, cleansing us, giving us a new life, a newness in him. That's what Calvary's has done for us as believers, washing us, wiping our slate clean. At one point, we were ignorant, walking afar off from God. But now that free grace has awoken us, we come trembling at the foot of the cross because we know that there is a fountain, hallelujah, that is filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's vein, and sinners that plunge beneath that flood lose all their guilt and stain. Amen. Yes, so the purpose of the cross also defeat evil. Is a triumphant victory that the cross work of Jesus did. A triumphant victory. The cross triumph over spiritual powers. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. We no longer have to fear any powers of darkness that be, because the cross has caused us to be triumphant over it. Because at that when evil was defeated, when Jesus was on that cross, we see there were like earthquakes, earthquakes and stuff. So much so that even the dead that was buried, their tomb was split open and they came out of it and walking around Jerusalem in that time. Amen. So Jesus disarms Satan. He disarms sin and death, making a public spectacle, a disgrace of them. What seemed defeat was victory. When in John 19, verse 30, Jesus said, "It is finished. It is finished." Giving us the power over death, over sin. Making a public spectacle. So we shouldn't be threatened, 'cause that man that was born of a woman, one day he will die. So it can be sooner or it can be later. But the cross give us the assurance that we need not worry. Need not worry, because death is not the end. We have the victory over it. Amen. Yes, Colossians 2, verse 15 said, "And having disarmed the powers and authority, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphanting over them by the cross." At the crucifixion, eyewitness account detail events like darkness. 12 o'clock in the day, darkness come over the world. 12 o'clock, when the sun should be at his best, the brightest, shining his brightest, darkness came over. Matthew 27, verse 45 said, "Now from the sixth hour, there was darkness all over the land until the ninth hour." The sixth hour, according to the Jewish calendar, is 12 o'clock, because they start their first hour at 6 o'clock in the morning. So 9 o'clock would be the third hour, 6 o'clock would be the 12 o'clock, and the ninth hour would be 3 o'clock in the evening. Amen. So there was darkness all over the land until the ninth hour. So from 3 o'clock, from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock, it was darkness. That was when Jesus hung on that cross, He gave up. He gave up the ghost. No. Asked for water, they gave him vinegar. They mocked him. They tarnish his reputation. They go against everything that he stands for. There was darkness all over the place. Not only darkness, but eyewitness record there to be an earthquake. The veil of the temple was rent in two from top to bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, you know. And also eyewitness recall the centurion, that's the soldier, the centurion confession, Mark 15, verse 39. And when the centurion which stood over against him saw that he cried out and gave up his go the ghost, he said, truly, this man was a son of God. You know, even the one that betrayed him, Judas Iscariot, that betrayed him. You know, when Judas realized, when it faced Judas face to face, that this man was really the Christ, he returned the 30 pieces of silver. And he said, he has betrayed an innocent man. You know, it took Judas to the point of being a betrayer to realize that Jesus is truly God. You know, it took even Peter. You know, Peter went down into Jerusalem when the soldiers led Jesus away down to Jerusalem to crucify him. You know, and Peter would have had a conversation with Jesus and said, Lord, I will stand by you to the end. And Jesus said, no, before the cock crows, you're going to deny me thrice. You know, Peter didn't take much in that because he was focusing probably on something else. You know, but when the rubber hit the road and Peter would stand in the company of those who would have been shouting, crucify him, and they would see Peter, his very appearance, his very aroma, his very stance, that they would pick him, they would identify him and say, you are one of them, you are one of his disciples. And he would have said, no, I am not one. You know, there was a fireside, and Peter went and warmed himself among them at the fireside, and I say, and someone came again and said, you are one of them, you know, because you sound like him. There is something about you that has wiped off from Jesus on you, and we are recognizing you as one of them. And he said, no, not so. And then in the Garden of Gethsemane, where they came to take Jesus away to crucify him, Peter drew his sword and cut off one of the soldiers' ears, Malthus, I think his name was Malthus. He cut off his ears, and Jesus would have healed Malthus' ears, put it on back, and said, put your sword up. You know, the hour has come. Put up your sword. You know, and and at the point where in the temple and what there outside the temple gates and whatever, Malthus, the same man that Peter would cut off his ears, would come and identify Peter and say, I recognize you in the garden. You are one of them. And Peter start to swear and say, no, I am not one of them. You know, and then the cock crow. It took a cock to crow to let Peter realize how far he has strayed away from the mark. You know, it took the cock to really crow. You know, and so it was a day, you know, that has a lot of mixed feeling in it. You know, what to expect. The man who has fed over 5,000 with bread and fish, just a fraction of bread and fish, fed over 5,000. The man who has healed the blind by mixing some mud and put it over his eye and say, go wash. The man who had calmed the raging sea. The man who had make the lame stretched out, you know, and walk again. The man was given hope to the, to Jewish people in that time period that he was there, and preached the acceptable year of the Lord. The man who has spoken heavenly language among people, here he is being nailed to the cross. He said he could have called 10,000 angels to get him down from there. Even himself could have gotten himself down because he's God. You know, oh, bad it must have been, or oh, humiliating it must have been to see the same people that you have created in your own image nailing you to the cross. Blood flowed from his hands, the five bleeding wounds that he bore, two in his hands, two in his feet, one in his side. You know, and he would have you'd have seen the same people that he would have made in the Genesis account. Let us make man in our own image, in our own likeness. You know, and you'd have seen them being arrogant and loud, crucify him. You know, how anchored and antagonizing that may have been when you know, to live through that moment. You know, yeah, when songwriter wouldn't pen it any better when he said, "When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and poured contempt on all my pride." We have nothing to boast in this life, you know, more than just on Christ, the Christ that lives in us. The songwriter would have said, "And Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand." You know, when we see the crucifixion record in the Bible, it demands a response from us as the dear children of God. You know, it demands a response. Faith in Jesus' atoning death and resurrection grants eternal life. You know, when we have faith in his, believe in his atoning death, his death, he took on death for us. He gave up his life so we can live. Amen. Romans 10, verse 9 said that if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's how powerful the resurrection story, the crucifixion and resurrection story is. Just believe by faith and you shall be saved. You know, the resurrection, the account of the resurrection is God's mighty proof of Jesus Christ, raising him bodily from the dead on the third day after the crucifixion. You know, and this is attested by multiple eyewitnesses. You know, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3 to 8 reads, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain until this day." That means they're alive. The greater part of that 500 remains until this day. "But some have fallen asleep. Some of them died." You know, after that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all, he was seen of me also as one born out of due time. You know, so his resurrection was witnessed by many. A lot of people witness his resurrection. You know, the Jew ones that shout crucify him, they went to the high priest and they went to Caesar, they went to the governor, and they would say to him that get some soldiers to watch the tomb so that they do so that the disciples don't go up there and take him out and say he was resurrected. And then the last error will be greater than even the first error. So they said, get some soldiers and guard the thing. But not even the soldiers could hold his body down. No grave. The grave couldn't hold his body down. The stone was rolled away by the mighty angel of God. And Jesus came forth. There was an empty tomb. Amen. Resurrection. The cross, the cross sacrifice was accepted by God. The sacrifice that was done on the Calvary's cross was accepted by God. It validates Jesus' divine identity and guarantees believers future resurrection and new life now. Amen. Jesus predicted his resurrection explicitly. He said in St. Matthew chapter 12, verse 40, he said, for as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the world. Matthew 8, verse 30, Mark 8, rather, verse 31 said, and he began to teach them, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and scribes and be killed. And after 3 days, rise again. Hallelujah. The resurrection validates Jesus' identity and the message. The resurrection confirms Jesus as a sinless Son of God and Messiah. And when you see that word Messiah, it means the anointed one. Jesus is the anointed one. Jesus, the Messiah, means he's the anointed one. It's authenticate his teaching, miracles, and claim. Death could not hold the Holy One, whom God has raised up, loose the pains and death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. Hallelujah. Romans 1, verse 4 said, For through the Spirit of holiness was appointed the Son of God in power by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. So God vindicated him by the Spirit in resurrection, proving his deity. Deity means proving that he is God, and overturning the cross' apparent defeat. The same, and we have to be conscious as children of God that the same power that raised Christ from the dead is the same power that is in us, the dunamis power. It's in us. That is why scripture would have said that those that know their Lord shall do exploits. We know God, and we know that the power is the resurrection power is in us. So whatever dead works, whatever thing that whatever dead works is going to become alive now, because the resurrection power is in us. Amen. So we have the victory. And again, Jesus conquers death and now reigns as Lord over all. Amen. Yes. So we live in with that consciousness now that we are no ordinary people. We are people with the power of God working in us, through us, and for us. Amen. Amen. Without the resurrection, our faith is futile. Our faith doesn't make any sense without the resurrection. 1 Corinthians 15, 14 to 17 said that, and if Christ be not risen, then our preaching is in vain. Your faith also is vain, in vain. Yea, we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he has raised up Christ, whom he has not raised up. If so be that the dead rise not. You know, for if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain, and you are yet in your sins. So the resurrection is the pillar and ground, the firm foundation on which we believe. You know, because if it wasn't for the resurrection, our faith would be in vain. Amen. He is risen. That's a plus for us as believers. And because he is risen, we are standing in a place of victory. You know, no matter what the world can do to our mortal body, they cannot touch the soul. We are safe and secure in the Savior's hands. And if ever a time we need to worship in spirit and in truth, it is now. If ever a time we as believers need to connect the spirit man to God, it is now. You know, if we cause the flesh to dictate the measure of our faith, we are in trouble. If we cause the flesh to rule our inner being, to infiltrate our soul, our heart, we are in trouble. It's a time when the resurrection, the cross work of Jesus, the resurrection and all that it unfolds, should drive us to true worship. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. You know, when we are at that place, when true worship comes from our heart, it doesn't matter what the exterior of us be, or the circumstances that surround us, or the situation that we are in. Because we are connected in spirit with God, who is a spirit. Amen. And no matter what is happening on the outside, we refuse to let it contaminate the inside, because we're looking at the bigger picture. We're looking at the bigger picture. We're looking at a secured soul. We're looking at a secured heart. You know, when you live your life to let your flesh dictates it, it limits you. It limits your potential. It causes you to be dwarfed by nature, by your very thought. It dwarfs you. That means you can't grow, you can't come. But when you allow the spirit to be in control, and you're connected by the spirit of Almighty God, the heights and the depths, you know, you cannot even fathom it, because you're now limitless when you let the spirit be in control. When we let the eye and the senses rule us, we want to gravitate to success that our eyes see, which is not necessarily where Christ would want us to be. You know, but we would so focus on the earthly things, and that dwarfs us as Christians. That causes us to not to rise above measures that Christ would want us to rise above. Because of the resurrection, we have victory over death. O death, where is thy victory? O grave, where is thy sting? You know, Christ is the first fruit of the resurrection. And so we, as followers of Christ, we are gonna we too are going to be risen. We are going to rise again. Amen. But Christ has indeed been risen from the dead, the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through man, the resurrection of the dead came also through man. For as in Adam all died, so in Christ we will be made alive. When the perishable shall be clothed with imperishable, the mortal immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? Because we're not living with the dictates of the flesh, but we're living through the spirit of Almighty God that dwells in us. Death entered via Adam. By Adam, death entered. Life entered by Christ. His resurrection legally binds God to raise his people. It's legally bind God to raise his people, to raise us up. Resurrection is a foundation of hope and new life. Through the resurrection, we have a new life. We have hope. We are now, we can know of joy unspeakable, because of the resurrection. We can speak boldly. We can pledge an allegiance to the Lamb of God with all our heart, with all our mind. We can seek to honor his command, because it will be worth it after all. It will be worth it. It's the only thing we have hope. It's the only thing that makes sense in life. I know that we have all witnessed loved ones that were alive in the flesh at once, and today they are no more. You can look at pictures with them. You can see videos of them. You can read letters that they have written. But in bodily form, they are not here. They stopped breathing one way or the other, and they were buried. Amen. So we know, and then we know that we have an idea of the span of life. It can be anywhere from zero to 100 and something or whatever, and very few people make it to the hundreds. So somewhere in that span, we're going to be transitioned, and that's not something that we're trying to prove. That is something that we know. So the only thing that really makes sense is living the few years that we have for God. So that when this life has come to a close for us, our soul which lives on, will magnify the Lord. It will be worth it after all. Don't trade eternity for a short-lived fame on earth. It won't do you any good. Amen. Yes, so praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new life into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of God, we may live a new life. Together, the crucifixion and the resurrection forms the core gospel, the very center of the gospel. Christ died for our sins. He was buried, raised on the third day, essential for salvation by faith. All this is for salvation. All this is for you and for me. All this is because we have owed a price that we could not pay. And Jesus paid it all on Calvary. There is a fountain filled with blood that is drawn from Emmanuel's vein. Sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilt and stains. For it flows from the highest mountain to the lowest valley. It's the blood that brings strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Never lose its power. Any questions before we close? Anything you want to comment on? Anything you want to add? Anything you want to share as we are in this sacred moment? Anyone want to share anything? Yeah, when we started off, we would have said that Saturday, the day after crucifixion, would be a very gloomy day, a very sad day, a day full of mixed feelings. It was a day that many would hide, many disciples would hide away, because the victory has not yet come. Resurrection Day is a day of victory. When that day comes, then we would have our spirit would now become alive. Amen. Amen. We would have had so much hope now that resurrection has come. Centurion would have said that truly
The
this
Son of
man is the
God.
Son of God.
Hallelujah.
And when they drove the spear through his side and blood and water came gushing through it, they would have said, "Oh, this truly is God." There's so many accounts of it. There's so many that has proven that truly he is God. Amen. Yes, Sister Grant, I'm looking for the, you said you made a comment in the chat. I'm not seeing it. Man's redemption was complete when Jesus said, "It is finished." Amen. Amen. Yes. It's really a sacred time. Leading from Gethsemane right through to Calvary down to Golgotha. It was really a sacrificial time. Leading up to that hour, we would have seen Jesus in the garden, and he would have been praying with his disciples, and they would have be so heavy with sleep so that they would fall asleep when the Savior was crying out. He said, "If it is possible, take this cup away from me." He was in great anguish right there, and it was a time when he felt so alone. When God would have leave him right there, forsaken him. And it was done just because of our transgressions, because of our sins. That's so valuable, the price that was paid. We weren't redeemed with perishable things like money. It's like not like he paid $1 billion for us and whatever. He gave his life, his all. And that's the definition of love. Definition of love is that you give your all sacrificially. And we have seen Jesus do have done that for us. If that isn't love, then the oceans are dry. You know, if what he has done for us on Calvary, gave his own life, that we may have life and have it more abundantly. You know, and he did it for you and for me. And that's something for us to really dedicate our entire life to him. You know, it's he has done his all. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Grace and mercy.
Amen.
Grace and mercy. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. All right. So as we prepare to close, any questions? Anyone has anything to share? We still have a few. We still have a minute or two. Any questions, anyone? Before we ask Sister Candy to do the notices for us.
Hi, this is Tanya. Good evening.
Good evening, sister.
I'll just say, in the beginning, you mentioned that, this is a story that, or we scriptures that we know, right?
Yes.
But I just want to thank you for, changing the curriculum for the evening, because even though we've heard this story of Christ and his sacrifice, it never, never grows old. And you could hear it 100 times, and if it doesn't move you each time, then definitely something is wrong. So I just want to say thank you. It was a beautiful study this evening, and I'm just so grateful for the blood that never loses its power. So, amen. Thank
Amen.
you. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, Sister Tanya, it never loses power. It's a story that never grows old. You know, when you would read certain passion, read about the passion of the Christ, passion in the Bible, it brought tears to your eyes. Sometimes you have read it over and over again, but there's a special time or a specific time that you would read it. And it would sink so deep within your soul. It would have so much meaning there and then. It would have melted you from the very core. The closer you draw to Calvary, is the more the scripture means something to you. You know, the closer you get to Jesus, is the more it means everything to you. You know, it doesn't take much to get you into a mood of thanksgiving. Nobody don't need to pump you up for you to say a hallelujah, to praise the Lord, because there is something down deep inside of you that storing up the gift of God that is within you, and it causes you to be to understand that you are more than conquerors through Him that love you, and it's all because of the cross work. All because of what Jesus has done. It is the gospel. You know, there's nothing else that makes any sense in this whole world. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. You
Amen.
know, whether
Amen.
you want to do it while you're alive now, whether you want to, you know, whether what you're going to do it. You're going to recognize him as Lord, whether or not you choose to say yes to him now. You're going to recognize him. So you're going to either see him as a savior or as the judge that's going to cast you in hellfire. You know, receive him as a savior now. Walk with him so that your redemption is secure in him. You know, so that you will have faith, you'll find faith to be exercised in time when you need it. You know, because you're going to need to exercise your faith in Christ one day or the other. If you need healing, if you need provision, If you need protection, anything you need, you have to let your faith arise in Christ. You know? And so now is the time. Now is the time of salvation. Now is the time when we look at the passion, all that Christ would have done for us. We only have to just praise him. Just praise him. Just begin to praise him. You know, when we see how victory comes through what the world would mark down, something that the world would look at as foolishness. You know, oh, he's going to save the world by hanging on that cross. But when Sunday came, when Sunday come and they see him coming, when they see the grave open up, you know, and he come forward, then they realize that no grave shall hold his body down, and that death is not the end. There's something beyond. You know, so I just want to bless God for you all. I just want to thank God that we have the victory through him that love us. And walk in your victory. Walk in it. Because Jesus paid it all. Yes. Jesus paid it all for us. Amen.
Oh,
Yes,
thank
everything.
the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Are you ready for
Hallelujah.
us? Go ahead, minister.
Good night. Good night, everyone.
Good night,
Good
Sister
night, love.
Candy.
Good night.
Good
On
night. Good
behalf
night.
of the Leadership of Faith Defenders Bible Study Group, it's my pleasure to welcome you. Faith Defenders Bible Study Group mission is to bring the hope of the gospel to our community and beyond. We are a non-denominational group dedicated to knowing Christ deeply and making him known. Through the authority of Scripture, we study to grow in wisdom and to actively share our faith by inviting others into a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ and to build his kingdom one person at a time. It is our vision to see a transformed community where the hope of the gospel reaches every heart. We envision a growing body of believers rooted in the truth of God's word, who are actively and personally sharing their faith, expanding the kingdom of God one person, one small group, and one transformed life at a time. For those who were able to attend our midweek fellowship last Thursday, we had our Singspiration titled "Lest I Forget Gethsemane" under the theme "Jesus Paid It All." We had an amazing time in the presence of the Holy Spirit. If you missed it, the replay is available at www.prayerportaltoheaven.com. This Thursday at 8 p.m., we will meet for our monthly prayer meeting. Come and lay down your burdens at the altar. This will be hosted by our partner ministry, Prayer Portal to Heaven Ministry International, on this same link. It promises to be a blessing. Post it on your status and invite everyone you know. We're looking forward to seeing you all on Saturday at 8 p.m. for our regular Bible study. Have a productive week winning souls for Christ by the lives you live and the words that you speak. I'll now hand over back to Brother Scott to close off in prayer and to do the benediction.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Sister Elisa.
Yes, Brother Scott.
Yes, could you close out for us in prayer, please?
Amen, amen. He was wounded for my transgression, he was bruised for iniquity. Surely he has borne our sorrows, and by his stripes we are healed. On the cross, crucified, my Savior, he died. A giver of life was he. Though he was despised and rejected of men, O Jesus of Calvary, He was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for iniquity. Surely he has borne our sorrows, and by his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah, Father, most righteous God, as we enter your gates, Almighty Father, and as we come before your presence.
Yes.
Father God, you said we should enter your gates with thanksgiving and with praise.
Yes,
And
Lord.
Father God, as we come before your presence, Almighty Father, we thank you, Lord, for the cross. Father
Yes,
God, for by the
Jesus.
cross we gain victory.
Amen.
By the cross we are healed. By the cross,
Yes,
Almighty
Lord.
Father, we have a second chance. By the
Oh,
cross,
God.
Almighty Father, we can
Oh.
stand and we can communicate with you. By
Thank
the
you.
cross, Almighty Father,
Hallelujah.
dear Lord, we can say, yes, Lord, yes,
Mm.
Lord. Speak, Lord, your
Oh,
servant is
Jesus.
listening.
Yes, Lord.
Father, most righteous God, by the cross, Almighty Father, we have victory over death. We have
Oh,
victory over sin.
Jesus.
Father God, what the enemy tend for evil, God, you turn it for good. They
Oh,
thought, Almighty Father,
Jesus.
that they, dear
Boom.
God, they could put Jesus down, but Almighty Father, through the cross,
Jesus.
Almighty Father, to over 2,000 years after God, by the cross, Almighty Father,
Oh,
we are here,
Jesus.
we have
Yes,
victory.
Lord.
Father,
Yes,
in the
Lord.
mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we glorify you, Lord, we honor you, we give
Yes,
you
Lord.
thanks, Almighty Father. Father
Oh,
God, we
Jesus.
glorify your name, Almighty Father. We thank
Hallelujah.
you for that cross, Almighty Father. Father God,
Hallelujah.
we ask you, dear Lord, to please help us, dear God, that we remember, Almighty Father, the cross, Almighty Father, that gave us victory through
Yes,
Jesus
Lord. Yes.
Christ, Almighty Father. Father God, we glorify you, Lord. We thank you, Almighty Father, that the enemy, dear God, evil, dear God, cannot hold us down because,
No,
dear God, you gave
Jesus,
us
Lord.
victory, dear
Jesus.
God, through your Son, Jesus Christ, Almighty Father, through
Hallelujah.
you coming in the form of flesh, through your Son, Jesus Christ, Almighty Father, to give us
Oh,
a second chance.
Jesus.
Father God,
Hallelujah.
we thank you, dear God,
Thank
for the
you,
grave,
Jesus.
dear God, the grave that could not hold him down,
Holding
Almighty Father.
mighty God,
And so here we
mighty
can say,
God.
Almighty Father, the 2,000 years ago, Almighty Father, they were in a somber mood, but now, Almighty Father, even though, dear God, we remember and we are going through the process, Almighty Father, we are giving you thanks, Almighty Father. We are
Yes,
giving you
Lord.
thanks, Almighty Father, that the grave, dear God, cannot hold us
Hold
down,
it down.
because greater
Oh,
is you in us,
Jesus.
Almighty Father, than in
Mighty
the
God.
world, Almighty
Yes,
Father.
Lord.
We
Yes,
glorify you,
Lord.
Lord. We give you thanks.
Hallelujah. Yes,
Jesus
Lord.
said it is
Oh,
finished. Lord, please
Jesus.
teach us, Almighty Father, and allow us, dear God, to surrender our fear, our anxiety,
Oh,
our worries.
Jesus. Oh,
Father
yes,
God, we
Lord.
say
Yes,
it is
Lord.
finished in the name of Jesus
Hallelujah.
Christ of Nazareth. We're not going to let fear hold us down. We're not going to let jealousy, backbiting,
Oh, Jesus.
covetousness, unforgiveness hold
Mighty
us down.
God.
It is finished,
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Oh,
Please
God. Oh,
take it
God.
away, God.
Jesus.
It is finished, Almighty Father. And so, therefore, God, as Jesus said, it
Jesus.
is finished. And the big, huge earthquake come, dear God, and shook, dear God, and
Mighty
tear
God.
and
Mighty
shake,
God.
Father God. We ask you, dear
Oh.
Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, everyone that is
Yes,
on this
Lord.
And this life, Almighty Father, and
Yes,
everyone that,
Lord.
dear God, that is affiliated with us, Almighty Father.
Yeah.
Father God,
Yes,
we ask you,
Lord.
dear Lord, now, dear God, to shake, dear God, disappointment
Hallelujah.
and disappointment in our lives. Shake, Almighty
Hallelujah.
Father, the
In the
curtains,
name
dear God, of
of
deceitfulness, the
Oh,
curtain, dear God, of
Almighty.
jealousy, bitterness, arrogancy,
Yeah.
selfishness,
Oh,
Almighty Father.
God. In the
Things of
name
the
of
flesh, God,
Jesus.
ask you, dear Lord, to shake it, Almighty Father, and set
Hallelujah.
us free, Almighty Father,
In Jesus'
because dear
name.
Lord, by the cross, Almighty Father, we gain victory. Father God, it is not easy.
Oh,
It's not
Jesus.
easy, Almighty Father. Father God, your Son, Jesus said, if it could pass this cup from me, Almighty Father, he could
Oh,
have called
God.
10,000 angels, Almighty Father,
Yes,
but he
Lord.
walked the path that he want us to walk,
Yes,
Almighty Father.
God.
To know, dear God, when it is hard, we should call out on you, Jesus. We should
Jesus
call out on you,
Christ.
Lord, and we are calling out on you now, Lord, to help us, Almighty Father.
Yes,
Sometimes it is
hallelujah.
so hard. Sometimes it is so bearing, so unbearing some, Almighty Father, Father God. But you, Almighty Father, you said you will be our shield and our buckler. Father
Mighty
God, you
God,
said you will never
Jesus,
leave us. You will
Jesus,
never forsake us. Father God, you said in your word that
oh
you will go before us
Jesus,
and make the crooked
Jesus,
path straight. Father God, you said in your word, dear God, that you will, dear God, provide rivers in our desert. Father, in the
Mighty
name of
God,
Jesus, as you provide
Jesus
rivers
Christ,
in our desert, as you
all
go,
that,
dear God, and may the crooked path straight concerning us, Almighty Father, as you
yes,
perfect
Lord,
everything concerning us, God, ask the dear Lord to shake what need to be shaken,
Hallelujah.
Almighty Father. Remove, dear God, what need to be removed,
Thank
Almighty
you,
Father,
yes,
as you give
Lord.
us the strength, Almighty Father, the courage, Almighty Father.
Yes,
Sometimes we have
Lord.
no strength, dear God, but we are calling upon you, Lord. It is finished, God.
Hallelujah.
We
Yes,
surrender
Jesus
everything to
Christ.
you, Almighty Father. Father God, take
Hallelujah.
control of our life, Almighty Father. Father
Thank
God, you
you,
see the
Jesus.
different processes, you see the different things that we are going about, God. You see the different things that we are worrying about, Almighty Father. He says, why
Oh
worry when we
God,
can pray? He said we
Mighty
should
God.
pray without cease, Almighty Father. And so as we said, it is finished, God.
Yes,
We
Lord.
surrender everything to you,
Thank
Lord.
you, Lord.
Father God, we ask the dear
Hallelujah.
Lord to have your God, have your way in our life, Almighty Father.
Hallelujah,
And we ask the dear
Jesus.
Lord to shake, dear God, flesh,
Yes,
the things of
Lord.
the flesh,
Jesus.
unforgiveness,
Yes, Lord.
bitterness, arrogance,
Jesus.
selfishness, jealousy, God. Shake it out of us, Almighty Father,
Yes,
and
Lord.
set us free, Almighty Father. Lord,
Jesus.
dear God, as they recognize Peter by his accent and how he looked,
Oh,
Lord, please,
God.
Lord, please help
Jesus.
us, dear God, that we will live a life so that others, Almighty Father, will know us, Almighty Father,
Yes,
and come to
Lord.
know you, Almighty Father, by our
Oh,
words, thoughts, and
Jesus.
actions. Help
Jesus.
us, dear God, like just like Peter.
Oh.
We are not perfect, Almighty Father. Sometimes we fail. But dear God, he
Yes, Lord. Oh,
recognized and he
Jesus.
realized that he
Oh,
came back to you,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Father God, please teach us,
Yes,
Almighty
Lord.
Father,
Yes,
that,
Lord.
dear God, we will come back to you no matter what. Father God, help us, dear
Hallelujah.
God, that as we fall and we get up, we will get stronger in you,
Jesus.
Almighty Father, and we will help each
Yes,
other.
Lord.
Father God, we ask, dear God, for your protection, dear Lord, as
Thank
we
you,
about to
Lord.
disembark this Zoom,
Platform,
Almighty
Jesus.
Father. Father God, we
Yes,
ask dear
Lord.
Lord to go before us,
Thank
Almighty
you, dear
Father, and
Jesus.
do your will, Almighty Father. Father God, we thank
Thank
you,
you,
dear God, for the grace
Jesus.
to pray. We thank you, dear God, for this
Yes,
ministry,
Lord.
Almighty Father. Father God, we
Thank you,
thank you, dear God, for
Jesus.
your man servant, dear God, who
Thank
availed
you,
himself, Almighty
Jesus.
Father, to
Oh,
speak to us,
yes,
Almighty
Lord.
Father, to
Oh,
edify us, Almighty
Jesus.
Father, to help us, dear God,
Thank
that
you,
we know, dear
Jesus.
God, that, dear Lord, we should never give
Thank
up,
you,
Almighty Father,
Jesus.
because the cross, by the cross,
Thank you,
we gain
Jesus.
victory. Father God, we
Amen.
glorify
Yes,
you, Lord.
amen.
We honor you, God. We lift your name on high, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Thank
hallelujah.
you,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus, for the
Hallelujah.
cross. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Hallelujah. Glory,
Jesus. Yes,
God.
Lord.
Father God,
Thank you,
strengthen us,
Jesus.
Almighty Father. Help us, dear God, to
Thank
be
you,
more like you,
Jesus.
Almighty Father, in our words,
Thank you,
thoughts, and action,
Jesus.
God, as we honor you, God, and we glorify you.
Oh, God.
And we thank
Thank
you,
you,
dear God, for
Jesus.
what you have done in our lives, what you are doing, and what you will be doing. Father God, we ask, dear Lord, to
Hallelujah.
create in us a clean heart and a
Yes,
pure heart,
Lord.
Almighty Father. And just, dear Lord, let Jesus, dear God, he forgave them, God. Father God, we know that it is hard, but you
Yes,
walk the
Lord.
path, Almighty Father, to
Thank you,
show us, Almighty
Jesus.
Father, to let go. Father God, please,
Jesus,
Lord, create to change our heart of stone and put it
Jesus.
in, dear God, a heart, dear God, that will melt, dear God. Help
Hallelujah.
us, dear God, that will not be cultivating any seeds of
Oh,
arrogance, bitterness,
Jesus.
Almighty Father, unforgiveness,
Oh,
because, dear God,
Jesus.
those are blocking us from you, Almighty
Oh,
Father. Father God, you
Jesus.
can't dwell on dirty vessels, Almighty
Mighty God,
Father. And so, dear
Jesus.
God, we ask, dear Lord, to purify us, dear
Yes,
God,
Lord. Yes,
individually and
Lord.
collectively, Almighty Father.
Yes,
And so, as dear
Jesus.
God, you pour in, Almighty Father, you
Hallelujah.
pour in, dear God, water, and it
Hallelujah.
change water into
Yes,
wine,
Mighty
Almighty
God,
Father. Father God,
Jesus,
we ask, dear Lord, to
Jesus,
change us,
Jesus.
dear God, and let us, dear God,
Yes, Mighty
represent,
God.
Almighty Father, and reflect, dear God, you, Almighty Father, the
Oh,
light,
Lord.
the salt in this world. Father
Yes.
God, we glorify you, Lord. We honor you and we give
Thank
you
you,
thanks.
Jesus.
In Jesus'
Jesus'
name
name.
we pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Blessed be
Thank
your
you,
name,
Jesus.
Almighty
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Hallelujah. We praise you,
Jesus.
mighty God. We
Hallelujah.
glorify you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Amazing.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Thank
you,
you, Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We continue to pray one for the other. Continue to pray for Sister Thelma, Brother Gary, who is under the weather. We pray for speedy recovery and that the hand of God that brings
Oh,
both healing
touch
and
them.
resurrection at this time will be
Amen.
sufficient. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. The Lord God of our salvation, lift up the light of his holy countenance upon us all and keep us in the free spirit of
Hallelujah.
redemption for
Thank
his name's sake and even forevermore.
you.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.